Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Chris Fedor, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I liked when I got to talk about winning football.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one?
When was that again?
I've gotten into many depositions now. I've been on legalese.com making sure that I have all my different expressions. No, we're good, man. It's a Tuesday. Football season's here. Had a near perfect game last night, which we'll get into more in the show, but the Joey Cantillo performance against a just rabid ass White Sox team. I mean, just putrid at bats last night, and also from the White Sox too. The Guardians had a few bad at bats as well, but no, that was fun. We had Monday Night Football on. Yeah. Now that Monday Night Football's commenced, we're back. Now we got through the first full week. We've gone TNF to Sunday Football, all the primetime games. Now Monday Night Football. Now we get into the swing of things here.
Maybe the Browns were under the impression that the season started this coming weekend as opposed to this past weekend.
I think there's a decent chance that they just forgot, because nobody played in the preseason, that they just forgot about
it. That's right.
And they were like, we got to go out this Dallas preseason game. And then, you know what? Probably explains why the starters were shocked to have to play 4 quarters yesterday. Or, sorry, 2 days ago now.
Wait, I have to play at all?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I believe this was the time of the year where I play like 2 series and then we go hit like the hot dog cart or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But we got the latest on the Deshaun thing.
That was a tough one, yeah.
Here's the thing. All right. What is more onerous to talk about right now? Deshaun's play or the latest Deshaun lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes.
So like the biggest problem with all of this, Nick, is that they have invested so much in this guy, and the return has not been anything close to what they promised it would be, or what they said it was going to be, or what they said it was going to do for this franchise. And at some point, certain guys are worth it, right? You deal with the headaches and everything that comes with them because what they're giving you is enough to justify it, and you feel like the reward is going to be worth it. For this guy to go out and play the way that he has for the last couple of years, and then for this organization to have to deal with Deshaun Watson stuff over and over and over again, it is so not worth it.
Well,
in any aspect.
So you're right. And and here's the thing.
And it is so, so annoying to have to deal with it on a day-to-day basis.
I know, like, the Sashi Wars, that was the thing, the Baker Wars. Like, this is something that nobody chose to be a part of, wars.
Right.
And that makes it, and by the way, all of those things, like, Sashi was here for 2 years as the president of football operations.
Mm-hmm.
The Baker Wars were really 2021. That's a one-season thing. This is year 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yesterday, like, I just don't... I'll be honest, dude. In 2016 or 2017, I thought, all right, this is as low as it gets. Mm-hmm. It really is. So, if you're still on the bandwagon, then you're going to be here like I am until this thing is over, until the lights go out for it. And then, because I thought, like, well, this has got to be the worst thing you can go through. I felt like yesterday was that peak, like the personification, the crucial moment of this is exactly what the Deshaun experience has been.
Yes.
Which is bad football,
right.
Which is a guy who clearly doesn't look healthy or confident to boot, and then another kind of slanderous, again, accusation, mm-hmm. but lawsuit that reflects poorly on a brand that everybody in this town has been gaga over for 70 years.
Yeah. Remember, Nick, a couple of weeks ago when I was in with you and we were talking about Deshaun Watson as the quarterback of the Browns, but not the fans' quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, he's not our quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think there are a certain segment of fans that have tried to distance themselves from Deshaun and make it so that he's just the Browns quarterback and he's not their quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? And these are the kinds of reasons why. Because there are certain guys that you just don't want that level of association with.
So what you're saying is true, but I think it's gotten even harder to do that. Because what you're describing is basic compartmentalization,
mm-hmm.
which as a child of chaos, I know all very well. But, like, you know, like, listen, this is at some point, it's not even about Deshaun because it's more about the situation. Like,
what situation?
The Deshaun's, I mean, it's not about the person, it's about the entirety of the situation. Yeah. It's about the decision. It's about, but, like, to me, I keep just coming back to the greatest missed opportunity is not Deshaun not playing good football. Mm. It's not. It is Deshaun finding a way to humanize himself to Cleveland in general. You know, like, it was baked in, the allegations, the lawsuits, all that. That was baked in.
Yeah.
And that was a hurdle that you have to overcome if you're Deshaun. And I will say, through inaction on his part, I don't want to say through his own fault, because mm-hmm. the guy clearly had to hunker down and bunker down,
right.
and have a bunker mentality for a long time, and I get that. But through kind of inaction on his part, yesterday would have hit differently if you felt like in those 2 years, either on the field or off the field, Deshaun had become, in the word that parlance that you just said, your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes this so interesting is there's so much of this that is now beyond Deshaun's control. The one thing the last 2 years that could have gone remarkably different is finding a consistent way to step out of his bubble, where I think, if we're being fair, there's a lot of people that really like being around Deshaun and being in Deshaun's sphere and his mm-hmm. bubble. They like access to the things that an NFL quarterback allows you to, but that brings you privy to a lot of yes people.
Mm.
And I think that was the thing that I was reminded every time Deshaun said this offseason, well, I don't give a bleep what people say.
Yeah.
Nobody believes you. And I don't believe you.
Not at all.
Now, what else are you supposed to say? It hurts
right.
my feelings. You, yeah. Like, if you couldn't
Please
have been,
stop being yeah. so mean to me.
if you couldn't have been vulnerable a year ago,
yeah.
what's changing it now?
Right.
So there's a part of me that understand that comment. But, like, yeah, I mean, I just, this continued thing of this ebb and flow, this push and pull of what's more disappointing. What you find out about him in lieu of him showing you who the real Deshaun is
yeah.
with another bit of accusations or just what honestly is bad football. I can abide by bad football. I admire Josh McCown while the guy was getting the spinneroonie in air mm. against the New York Jets because of the way that he communicated to fans and the way that he spoke through the media. And unfortunately, with Deshaun, there's no good football to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, there's nothing that's distanced us from the initial thing that made us feel like, well, maybe I believe this guy might be more misinterpreted than, you know,
right.
maybe we can buy into the fantastical idea of, oh, maybe it's a big misunderstanding or whatever. Or
mm-hmm.
he's had to learn and grow from his, whatever. The second chance thing. The
mm-hmm.
thing that, by the way, at this point is pretty foolproof. Michael Vick did it.
Yeah, a lot of people got
Ray
second
Rice
chances.
Did it.
Yeah.
Chris Culliver did it. In the pre-show meeting, we're talking about Ray Lewis. Mm-hmm. Like, even Ben Roethlisberger, who I think did the worst job of anyone, he still was able to play the game just enough where that's not the number one thing that people talk about. And I'm saying, like, we're talking like a year and a half afterwards.
Right.
People weren't talking about that with Ben Roethlisberger. Here we are almost three full years into this.
Yeah.
And it's still 1A, 1B. That's right. Not just about bad football. Can we agree?
No, it's not. But the bad football is something that magnifies it, obviously.
Accentuating.
Because you, there you go. Because you just don't have anything else to go to, right? You don't have anything to turn to and say, well, I feel better about the situation because of this, or I feel like I can get out of it. That's the other thing. Like, what is the exit strategy here at this point for the Browns?
Luck? I mean, that's like the Mary Kay Cabot.
You just feel like you're stuck with it, and you have to deal with it.
Yep.
As a fan, as somebody in the media, you just have to deal with it because he's going to be here.
Yep.
And he's going to be occupying a whole bunch of cap space, and he's going to be the guy who reminds you that you were supposed to have this franchise quarterback, and you don't. And the guy who you replaced has turned out to be the franchise quarterback just somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's just like a mind bleep at this point in time, I think.
So if you guys have not heard the comments from the NFL, Mary Kay Cabot, I saw her tweet this out first, but I believe Tom Pelissero also has had since got, I believe everybody's gotten this now, but from the NFL to Mary Kay Cabot, quote, "We are reviewing the complaint and will look into the matter under the personal conduct policy, not looking at commissioner's exempt list as there's been no formal charges and the league's review has just begun." So something I said yesterday, because I think Browns fans initially went to, well, I think there's language in the deal, void the contract, let's move on, let's not even go to Jacksonville. And the thing that I had to caution on is the thing that, like, it took you a while to get into this mess.
Right.
Both Deshaun and the Browns, and it's going to take you a while to get out if you get out at all.
Yeah. I mean, this organization, Nick, created literally the only contract in NFL history that a team cannot get out of.
Yeah.
Like, that was the choice that they made. That's how desperate they were. That's how much they wanted Deshaun Watson to be the franchise quarterback. And I think they knew the risks, right? I don't know if they knew the level of risk, maybe, that they were willing to take.
Yeah.
But they definitely knew the risks. And now they're just stuck in this situation. I don't feel bad for them, as harsh as that sounds.
I feel bad for Browns fans.
I feel bad for Browns fans for sure.
Yep.
Because they were promised one thing, and they haven't gotten that.
Well, and listen, this is where I do think that I think the Browns very intelligently used the media, and not just media, but with placing information about the end of the Baker time, where it is apparent that...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It wasn't because of Baker's play that I think Baker got run off. I think it is Baker's personality and how it fit into what that organization wanted to do. And those guys had the ability to say, well, we didn't draft him, which is the number one get-out-of-jail-free card for every regime ever is, mm-hmm. We didn't draft him, so we don't feel onerous to make this work with him. So even despite it was really just one bad year, and that bad year is still probably the fourth best year you've had since 1999. So that's the catch-22 of this. Is you mentioned Baker looking like a franchise quarterback. He just looks good enough.
Yeah.
He looks good enough to make you competitive. And Baker on this roster.
But you envy
roster,
that.
Yes,
based on
point.
What you've seen from yeah. Deshaun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And so it is, you know, it's funny. Like, you said the thing about, I don't feel bad for the Browns. Yeah. No, because this was always a possibility. And mm-hmm. I think something that happens that teams can say as much as they want. We did our due diligence.
Right.
Well, we talked to Dabo Swinney. Okay. Yeah, Dabo's not going to tell you of anything that guy did or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy who's been in his corner since day one right. isn't going to be able to shed a lot of light on that.
Who said that he was going to be the Michael Jordan of the yeah. NFL? Yeah.
And so,
that's
and again,
not the guy to talk to.
That's not the only guy they talk to. But
right.
again, like, just saying you due diligence doesn't prove a bit of a damn thing. And, you know, if the Browns are blaming anyone other, if they're blaming Deshaun,
mm-hmm.
And I don't mean this because it's going to sound super critical, but every moment where you hit what feels to be rock bottom mm-hmm. is an opportunity to use the phrase inward
yes.
and what did we learn?
Yes, exactly.
And so that to me, whether they get mired in this contract, whether eventually they can void this contract, any of the different, you know, whether Deshaun plays lights out against Jacksonville and all of a sudden football becomes the lighthouse again and the mm-hmm. off the field remains off the field, whatever it is, wherever this goes, okay, let's think back to that decision. Let's think back to how and why we did what we did with Baker Mayfield. Not to Baker, but with Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about this decision because let's be honest with you, there are elements of what the Browns did that were of desperation.
Of course.
And namely, being counted out and then going back and saying, I'll guarantee every penny. If it yep. works out, that's great. But when it doesn't work out, you have to ask yourself, what happened that allowed this thing to go so poorly?
Mm-hmm.
How much of this is truly on us? Because it isn't just solely on Deshaun Watson, no matter how much anybody wants to kind of paint it that way.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it was a desperate move for a desperate franchise, for a desperate owner, for a desperate, you know, front office that was trying to, I don't want to say shortcut the process.
No, that's but, exactly what it was.
But they were trying to speed up their contention window based on some of the other pieces that they felt like were in place that they were given an opportunity to try and compete with.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it is shortcutting the process in a way.
Well, and
but it was also an opportunity that, like, you know, that caliber quarterback, who he once was, that's not always available.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the circumstances attached to him that were so heinous were the only reason why the Browns had a chance to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was almost like, well, if it's not this, then what is it?
Yeah. Well, but I think that's interesting. That word desperation. Because listen, I think if you remove the off-the-field stuff with Deshaun, mm-hmm. what you just said is 32 out of 32 teams would have said, if you can go from Baker to Deshaun,
right.
you would. But then you factor in all those other things,
yeah.
and it was 13 teams.
Mm-hmm.
13 teams would have gone from whatever they had to Deshaun, but the idea that they were desperate is what I think is most interesting. Because you had had a high water mark 2 years previously, or sorry, one season previously. You get your first playoff win on the road since, I think, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was. I know we want to disqualify. Well, it was there was no fans in the. No, you got a playoff win.
It's a playoff win.
It counts in the ledger.
Yeah, we don't have to toss those back.
You've got
with
seven.
How difficult they are to get. Yes. You don't have to toss those back.
You've got seven since 1965.
Right.
Let's not whittle it down to six. But then, like, Baker had an objectively bad season.
Mm-hmm.
So were you desperate because you just didn't want to pay him? Were you desperate because you were convinced a backslide was coming? Because I think that's the question. Why were you desperate?
Yeah.
There's the logistics. There's the very real, well, 32 teams out of 32 teams, face value, would think
right.
Deshaun is better than Baker. But then there's the why were you desperate?
Right.
And I think that's the thing that they have to talk amongst themselves and figure out beyond just, you know, there's a lot of pressure in the NFL.
Mm.
That's no duh.
Yeah, that's for every single organization.
Yeah, but not every team was willing to go to the mat for $230 million guaranteed.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.